Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Monday, May 18th. We are officially 61 days into the quarantine shutdown, semi-shutdown, whatever you want to call it. I haven't been to the gym in almost 2 months, and I feel horrible. I got to be honest. And the first thing I'm going to do once the gym opens in June 1st is make sure to train every single session with my B-Strong blood flow restriction bands, first of all. And we're going to be talking about them today because even though there's a bunch of great research out there about how effective they are at increasing the protein synthetic response to training, all sorts of training, not just resistance training, cardio as well. Even Dr. Brad Schoenfeld recently did a review of all the literature and said they work. There's still confusion about them. And I got to tell you, it's one of those things I keep asking myself, why isn't everyone using it? Because it works. People will spend endless amounts of money on supplements that do zip, and they'll just keep buying them, and they just keep doing zip. But they'll, for some reason, I don't understand the logic behind not using BFR. Even my good friend Billy this morning was like, yeah, but I said, Billy, I said, they work. I said they work better than anabolic steroids, and I really mean that. I'm not just saying that. If you use BFR bands for just a couple weeks, you'll see more growth in the target muscles than if you were shooting all sorts of juice, which takes a lot longer and puts your health at risk. One of the many questions that keeps coming up about BFR is, does it put any health risks on people? And we're going to talk about the effects on the heart, cardiovascular system in just a minute with Dr. James Stray Gunderson. But I want to promote our title sponsor, Legendary Foods. They have great snacks sent right to your door. You don't have to worry about the whole COVID-19 thing. Go to eatlegendary.com. Use code SHR10 for 10% off everything, including the delicious, tasty pastry. Check them out. Show them some love. Let them know that I sent you. So there you go. So now we're going to bring Dr. James Stray Gunderson in. Let's drop the image and fix things up here. How you doing, sir?
Very good, Carl. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I got to believe that somewhere in your core, when I just said, I just don't understand why more people aren't using this because it actually delivers what it promises. I got to believe that's something that perplexes you as well, right?
Where it's mostly been used has been in certain rehab situations and in some very high-end training sites, but it's usually been used with an expert at the same time. And it really hasn't – there's been a confusion and a lack of awareness getting out there to, I would say, the main public. And, that's a challenge that, I think we can handle and little by little we'll educate the public on this and then they're pretty smart. So when they figure this out, they'll be doing it for themselves.
So a lot of serious athletes use them, Olympic athletes, people who are actually trying to make progress because their livelihood literally depends on it. Right. I mean, that's really where you see the highest. When you look at athletes in general, the athletes who are literally like serious full-time athletes, they use it.
Yeah, absolutely. Those that have heard about it do. And actually, I think it's a very common situation where initially coaches might be a little bit reluctant to try something new. But then if one of the top athletes kind of gets a hold of it, and they see what it does for them, then all of a sudden, all the cards start or the dominoes start falling and everybody wants to do it that's around them.
So let's address something right off the top. This was actually something I had planned on addressing a little bit later. But I heard this from my good friend today, and I think this is one of the things that confuses most people. This whole idea of blood flow restriction sounds dangerous. And my buddy Billy he's this very strong guy. He's been training forever. And he said, yeah, but do they really work? I said, absolutely. He goes, but isn't it dangerous? Can't you get a blood clot from them? Why don't we hit that one head on to kind of fertilize the soil before we move forward and talk about the cardiovascular benefits?
Very good. It's a very common thought and common question that we get. And the key is that as long as you don't occlude the arterial inflow to an extremity, there really is no risk of extra clotting. And let me go into that a little bit and say that there's three conditions that you need to have for developing blood clots. It's called Virchow's triad. It's been known for 200 years. And you basically need stasis of blood and stasis of venous flow. And then you need...
And stasis means static. Your muscles turn into a puddle. Nothing's moving in, nothing's moving out.
That it's not moving.
Right.
And that's what and this is the main key here. And that's what happens in the operating room or when they put a tourniquet on you or that sort of stuff. And they completely shut off blood flow into and out of the extremity. And the whole key is that the way that we do BFR is that we intermittently stop venous outflow, which causes the extremity to distend, but we really haven't done anything to arterial inflow. And then when you have a muscle contraction, that muscle actually pumps blood past the venous blockade. And so instead of the normal lazy river of venous blood flow, you have almost a pulsatile venous blood flow where you have distension of the veins and then you have collapse of the veins as they get emptied. And that is actually the opposite of stasis. So you have a very vigorous change in the amount of blood flow over time. And actually, elastic BFR, which is what we use, that actually has been used to limit the kinds of DVTs or thromboses that can occur, for example, on long plane rides where you're sitting in one spot and everything else. So the first thing is stasis, and proper elastic BFR is the opposite of that stasis. And then the second category is endothelial damage. For example, when you're in the operating room and you cut across some blood vessels, you're doing endothelial damage, and that starts the clotting mechanism, which is a good thing. Otherwise, right. You know, you're bleeding all over the place.
Right.
But in the case of elastic BFR, you're not doing any endothelial damage, so you don't have that requirement. And then the last thing is basically different hypercoagulable states, estrogen supplements, smoking, and then there are some genetic reasons for a hypercoagulable state. And those things we obviously don't change, but in Japan, where this has been going on for decades and millions of sessions, they really don't see any clots, and they certainly have people who smoke, and they certainly have people who use estrogens, and they certainly have people with genetic clotting disorders.
Right.
So the bottom line is that if anything, and there have been a couple studies done looking at the ability to form clots and the ability to lyse clots, with and without B-strong, with elastic BFR. And altogether, it shows that there's no additional risk for thrombosis with elastic BFR. And the key here is never occluding the arterial inflow. Now, that's when you're using devices like blood pressure cuffs or surgical tourniquets to do your BFR, then you are at risk of occluding the arterial inflow at times.
Because because a blood pressure cuff, that's exactly how it works. It causes a moment where the blood is not moving, and then you listen for the point that the blood starts to move again, and that's how you establish blood pressure.
Right. Exactly. Right. And so with those kinds of devices, you have to really monitor the situation to make sure you're safe. But with our elastic BFR products, we never get to that kind of situation. So it's inherently safe.
Well, in fact, yours is the only product that actually works the way the Japanese scientists who created Katsu and all the early research back in 2006, 2007, that this is what they used. They used a bladder of air that they could measure the milligrams of mercury of pressure. And because there's a lot of people out there selling these really cheap, almost tourniquet-like devices. You know, you and I are old enough to remember book straps, right? Right. So, you know, I mean, some of these people are wearing what looks like a book strap. And when I started to review the research for this interview, I found those are the ones that caused the problem.
Right. Absolutely. So, you know, you can go to Walmart and pick up a Cub Scout belt for $25 or less. And you can try to use that. But A, it's unsafe. And B, you don't know what the effective kind of tension is on these sorts of things. And actually, the Japanese or this Dr. Sato with Katsu, for about 30 years, he experimented with different kinds of things like judo belts and various other sorts of things when he first thought about this. And he gave himself some clots and some pulmonary embolus, and he learned firsthand that that's not the way to go. And so that's why he developed this, essentially, this idea of elastic BFR. And unfortunately, the people that are using blood pressure cuffs and tourniquets, surgical tourniquets, didn't talk to Dr. Sato.
They're putting themselves at great risk because now you can end up with a thrombotic event.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. Never mind the muscle ischemia is going to damage the muscle in a way that you don't want. You're going to end up with necrotic tissue, dead tissue in the muscle. That's not going to stimulate hypertrophy and protein synthesis.
Absolutely not. You know, there's actually a paper that looked at this that was done in Norway where they used one of these surgical tourniquet devices. And they actually, what they did is they showed that, and they monitor these things closely, but they showed that below the cuff, they had hypertrophy, but directly underneath the cuff, there was no change in the muscle size. And it made for some kind of weird looking quads where it was like narrow at the beginning and then kind of started getting bigger, on the way down.
It's the opposite of the Synthol guys who use Synthol. So let's talk about something that I discovered early on when using them. And it makes perfect sense if you think about it. If you're partitioning blood, so we're talking about occlusion, the difference between a blood flow occlusion and the blood flow restriction. Restriction, you're basically synthesizing the pump. We all know the pump works. Everybody knows the pump works. People take supplements to get the pump. Stop wasting your money on supplements and use BFR bands. But the pump means muscle congestion, not occlusion. It means that blood, lactate, and all these other things are trapped in the muscle. They're moving out slowly, not moving out as fast as the body wants them to, so the muscle expands. You're basically synthesizing the pump with these, but that also means something else. You're actually compartmentalizing blood. What effects does that have on the heart? Does it make it easier for the heart to work? Does it make it harder for the heart to work?
Well, that's another differentiator between the elastic and rigid systems. The rigid systems can decrease venous return to the heart and can put extra stress on the heart in terms of an exaggerated blood pressure response. Where the elastic ones are, one of the things that's designed about these is that they do not influence cardiac output and they do not meaningfully increased blood pressure than would otherwise be seen with exercise. And we just have a recent publication. It actually hasn't been published yet, but it's been accepted for publication in the Frontiers of Physiology. And if you will, I could just show you the graphs pretty
quick. Please put it up. Yeah, take your time. And we got some people commenting. Douglas Brooks says, good stuff. Be Strong Elastic BFR is a game changer. We actually have a question we'll get to from Mike Gonsalves. I hope I pronounced that right. He said, can it help regrow cartilage and arthrosclerosis? I think you mean arthritis, not arthrosclerotic joint, because arthrosclerosis refers to plaque buildup in the arteries. I would imagine that growth factors increasing in and around the joints are affected by the growth factors that are coming out of the muscles, right?
Yes. Yes. Basically, any tissues that are involved in the work are going to get the benefit of this systemic response that goes forward. And that includes bones, ligaments, cartilage, tendons, all the tissue, blood vessels. They will all be helped by these elastic BFR work sessions.
Jessica points something out. I don't want to gloss over this, because if you have an ACL problem, which so many people have today, I tore my left ACL when I was 20 years old skiing at the Playboy Club, and I didn't want to get off the slopes, and we were drinking, and I took a fall. My bindings didn't come off. My leg turned around. I popped the ACL. I went to Dr. Jim Parks. He was the orthopod for the Mets then, because I had a good friend who played for the Mets. And he said, you know, we could do a cadaver ligament, but just make your quads strong. Just make your quads strong. And my quads have been my bread and butter, squatting, leg pressing, and everything else. Now they're weak, and that knee is getting jangly. What Jessica points out here is very important. If you have a torn ACL, that knee becomes unstable. The best thing you can do to make that knee stable is build the hamstring and the quadricep muscles, and you can do it faster using BFR.
Absolutely. And taken together, we've done quite a few ACL patients, and taken together, normally it takes about a year to come back from having an ACL tear and then a graft replacement, and we're able to get people back in 6 months. And the big reason why we're able to get them back so fast is because we start elastic BFR right away. And so there's not as much atrophy in the first place. And then because these are essentially gentle exercises and don't disturb the surgical repair, we're able to get meaningful improvements in strength and hypertrophy very, very quickly. And this allows the person much quicker back to their levels of activity before, whether that's at professional athletes or just the rest of us.
We'll get to everybody's question, I promise you. We have a little flow, no pun intended. We have a little flow to the show that I want to try to maintain a little bit, because I want to get a lot of this information out there. We have to, you know, when I was a young man, I left the optometry industry and became a salesperson of water conditioners door to door. I made a lot of money doing that. I never wanted to become an optician again. And so a man once told me there's only two reasons someone won't buy something. He said, if they don't understand it or they don't believe it, and they can't believe it if they don't understand it. So education is the most important thing to creating a consumer today. So I want to answer a lot of questions to get people back in the know. So what's the difference between the lower limbs and upper limbs? Do we see a difference in compartmentalization, changes in the heart, changes in venous pressure and stuff like that?
Well, the upper limbs and lower limbs are a little different. The upper limbs have less muscle mass. They're at the same level as the heart. And the feelings of fatigue are more prominent with elastic blood flow restriction training in the upper limbs than they are in the lower limbs. But essentially, it can be done right. And also, the pressures that we use are higher in the lower limbs than they are in the upper limbs. But that's mainly just because of the increased mass and because of gravity and the position that you're usually exercising in. And But all said and done, with a couple of those little tweaks, the principles are the same. We exercise muscles to fatigue, and that fatigue signal goes to the brain and elicits a systemic and anabolic response that goes everywhere in the body. And so this is one of the things that is also a very common question. And, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm doing a bench press, but BFR bands are only restricting blood from my triceps. Mm-mm. And my pecs aren't really restricted at all.
That's totally incorrect. Because right. When you think about it, because if you're congesting the muscle on this side of the band, you're causing mm-hmm. back pressure on this side of the band.
Yeah, and also you're using your pecs at the same time. And so what happens is when you get this systemic response, any muscles that have been exercising, whether they are proximal or distal to the bands, are going to get the benefit of this anabolic hormonal response.
Right.
So
I notice it. When I wear the bands and I'm training chest, my pecs get fuller. My mm-hmm. The front heads of my shoulders get fuller. When I'm training back and I wear the bands on my upper arms, my biceps naturally get it. My brachial, I look like I have good forearms when I wear the bands, because they just blow up like Popeye's arms. But
I was just going to say, we're going to call you Popeye.
Well, my father looked like Popeye. He was a truck driver his whole life. But my back, when I train back and I'm wearing the bands here, I get more of a pump in my rear delts. I get more of a pump in my upper lats. So you can't create pressure. You know, it's like if you step on a hose, the pressure changes on both sides. If that mm-hmm. hose is free-flowing, sure, you're going to have pressure drop on the end that it's flowing out and build up. But we're a closed system. We're not a free-flow system. So you can't move this artery, can't move blood this way without this vein moving blood this way.
Exactly.
So when you occlude the muscle here, you get it up in your chest, you feel it in your traps, you feel it everywhere.
Right.
Because we're a closed system. So,
exactly.
And really, I can't wait to start training again, because I am not going to train one day without my B-Strong band. So I have a question. If I'm not training legs, I've been wearing the B-Strong bands to do cardio before I train upper body, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a mistake to wear them both at the same time? Am I causing too much compartmentalization then?
No, not with our bands. For example, it's very common to do put all four bands on, arms and legs, and then do kind of calisthenics that get all the muscle mass going, like burpees or jumping jacks or lunges with arm weights. Or there's a whole series of things where the whole concept is what we want to do is we want to create this fatigue signal in as much of the body's muscle mass as possible to get the biggest systemic response as possible. And it's relatively easily done. People use all four bands on rowing ergometers, for example, or stair climbers, or a variety of aerodyne bikes, a whole variety of machines where you're doing whole body exercise.
I'll tell you right now, I bought an Aerodyne because of COVID-19, because I felt like I wanted one. They are a lot harder than you think they are to do continuously. I didn't have any respect for them. They're even harder
with the bands
on. Oh, yeah. Look, walking is harder with the bands on. I've said on this show before that wearing my lower leg, my upper leg B-Strong bands and just going out for a walk, when I'm done, I feel like I've squatted. I mean,
literally a 15-minute walk. Walking the dog around with the bands on is going to be effective training.
Amazing. Amazing stuff. And not enough people are using them. So let's talk about changes in blood pressure for a second, okay?
Okay.
So what do we know about hemodynamics and changes in blood pressure? Is there anything people should become concerned about? Is this why you say 50% of the max weight, don't get too heavy? Could you end up getting syncope, you think?
Well, it's a bit of a complicated subject, but one of the things to start with is that when we go from rest to any kind of exercise, we are increasing blood pressure. So if we have a resting blood pressure of 120 over 80, for example, if we're doing standard weight training, we might get to pretty high blood pressures of 180 to 200 over 100 to 110. If we're doing things like aerobic exercise or cardio exercise, that blood pressure doesn't get quite so high, but it's still higher than rest. So instead of 120 over 80, let's say 140 or 150 over 90. And anytime we're exercised, we're going to get an increase in blood pressure. Now, the question is does BFR increase blood pressure beyond what normally happens with exercise?
Right.
And if it does, that may be a concern for those people that have some level of atherosclerosis or cardiac disease, because sometimes that increased blood pressure is added taxing of the heart. And just recently, a study that is about to be published came out showing that when you use these rigid surgical tourniquets, then you have a marked increase in systolic blood pressure and mean arterial pressure and something called double product, which is heart rate times systolic blood pressure, which ends up mimicking the myocardial oxygen demand on the heart. And where there's a very abrupt, almost 1.5 times the load with the rigid BFR systems, where when they use the elastic BFR systems, it was really no different than just regular walking without the bands on. In fact, it was actually a little bit less than walking without the bands on.
Interesting.
The explanation for that is it has to do with this stuff that we've already talked about, where with elastic BFR, we're not really bothering the arterial inflow very much. Mm-hmm. We're just modulating the venous outflow. And as you point out, that does change what happens with circulation through the whole extremity, but we don't get to this thing where we're squeezing the muscle and squeezing the arteries, which is eliciting this exercise pressure response.
So, Interesting.
It's a very handy tool for cardiac rehab, actually.
I did see a study about that.
Yeah.
I even saw a study that suggested that, I guess there's different classes of heart failure. But in the early phases of heart failure, it seems that blood flow restriction can actually make the heart stronger. And I want to talk about that, the exercise mimetic effects, when we come back from the break. And we got lots of questions piling up. Patrick Rogers, we're going to get you. Eric Rogers, I don't know if you guys are related. We're going to get you when we come back from the break. But I want to say this for the listening audience that didn't see what was streaming on the screen. So we've had a special offer from Be Strong for some time now, and we'll have new banner ads up on the Superhuman Radio website later today. Right now, you can get the arm package, which is the arm, the armbands, the app, the kit, the bladder control to pump it up with the milligrams of mercury reader on it. For $199, it's normally $288. This is almost $100 off. It's like 30% off. And give it a try. Maybe your legs aren't that important to you. Maybe you just want big guns. This is the way people love to do stuff for big guns. Oh, I just want my biceps to be bigger. Stop wasting your time and get yourself a set of Be Strong bands. Go to bstrong.training/super-human. Figure out your size and you will use the code SHR. And you will save almost $100 off the upper arm bands. You won't regret it. You'll thank me. We did a whole show from the audience. In fact, Tommy D was supposed to be on it, but he had trouble with his internet connection that day. Where people said, like, their arms grew in a matter of weeks. They achieved a level of muscularity in their biceps that they could never achieve before without using the Be Strong bands. And there's a reason for that, because the reality is, muscle congestion, probably from an evolutionary perspective, isn't something your body wants to do. Because if you have to fight off an animal, you don't want the pump. You want to be able to keep fighting. So this is a real, so people talk about biohacking all the time. This is biohacking right here. This is legitimate biohacking. This is real biohacking. You are going to force your muscles to grow if they don't want to. This is the way to go. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll answer all of your questions on the other side and continue with the discussion. Stay tuned. You've heard about blood flow restriction training since 2006 on SHR, but you're still on the fence. Well, here's the push. BFR is more effective at building muscle than anabolic steroids. That's right. I went there, but it's because it's the truth. My experience with the B-Strong blood flow restriction system is proof to me. And now I'm asking myself why I waited so long. You'll see undeniable changes in the targeted muscles in days and weeks like nothing you've ever tried before. I will never stop using them. Give B-Strong a try. Go to bstrong.training/super-human and use code SHR for 10% off.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Are you a fan of the low-carb lifestyle? Having trouble getting fat adapted on your keto diet? Feel like your digestion has stalled? Now there's CAPEX. CAPEX increases fat loss and energy on any low-carb, no-carb diet, all while improving digestion. CAPEX boosts AMPK in muscles by 52% and fat cells by 300%. CAPEX increases ATP in your liver by 22%, a key part of energy production, all while revving up the fat-burning hormone adiponectin by a whopping 248%. Nothing works like CAPEX, and now you can get CAPEX for up to 42% off by going to kenergize.com/SHR and choosing one of the purchase options and using the code SHR. That's kenergize.com/SHR and code SHR. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon. I love beef. And if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration, at Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA. Get 2 free 10-ounce New York strips when you purchase $50 or more at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to Piedmontese.com. And use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. James Stray Gunderson. He really is the guy who's been driving the ship about BFR. Not just this product, but the right and wrong way to use BFR, because this isn't something you can just do willy-nilly. You just can't take your belt and cinch off your arms and go train. You'll end up with injuries that'll haunt you for the rest of your life. So there's a couple questions I want to hit real quick that are kind of similar. I'm going to put them both up one after the other. But it's about time frames. How often, is there a safe time frame? How long can you use them? Because Patrick Rogers runs a farm and he's a strong dude. He's a former strongman. And he actually said earlier, you know, he's going to put him on when he splits wood. Is there a method of evaluating, like, oh, you're wearing him too long?
The short answer is, if you're using them with exercise, not really. We generally recommend about 30 minutes for a length of time, and that you're doing exercise during that time, because it's the exercise and the muscle contractions that are helping keep the blood circulating. Now, if what you do is you put them on and you went to sleep, the next morning maybe some bad things might happen in terms of clotting, because you have that stasis that you didn't have before.
Right, because the exercise keeps the muscle pumping and moving blood through. Right,
exactly. Right. And but we further designed our bands, and this is certainly true with blood pressure cuff devices, but we've designed our bands so that at the end of the day, you are probably still safe. But we recommend that you kind of go about your business with exercise. Now, if that exercise lasts an hour, that's fine. If that exercise is 20 minutes, that's fine. I think the key is that people should be going about their business and they should be exercising. And with respect to Eric's concern here about multiple sessions a day, that's one of the really neat things about Be Strong Elastic BFR, and that is that you can get yourself pretty darn exhausted in a workout in 20, 30 minutes, but then 2-3 hours later, you're good to go and you can do it again. Where with, for example, standard heavy lifting, usually people take about 2 days to be before they're going to go do that kind of workout again. But we have athletes who are used to working out multiple times a day, sometimes do this 3 or even 4 times a day. And for anyone that has been recreationally active and then got injured and is coming back, twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon is just fine. And I would say, though, that kind of a typical baby boomer like I am, once a day, 5 times a week is a good regular rule. As you age, you probably don't tolerate the same volume of exercise. So, and then even a little older, twice a week is probably good. So, I guess Eric's question was also about other kinds of workouts, and that's perfectly fine. I'm in the habit of doing an aerobic or a cardiac workout in the morning and then a Be Strong session in the afternoon.
Let's talk about that just for a second, because it's actually one of the questions I was going to throw in here. So we know that sauna acts as an exercise mimetic. We know that people who are cardiac cripples, let's say, they really can't do a whole lot. You get them in a sauna, 5 minutes at a time, their heart rate goes up, they recover, and all of a sudden, after a couple months of doing that, now they can actually start walking, because it starts to, you start to recover from that, and you start to adapt, and you can be, your heart gets stronger and stronger. So I would imagine that wearing your Be Strong bands while just walking has to have some sort of resistance training mimetic effect.
It's great stuff. And as a matter of fact, in Japan, there's very effective programs of walking with the elastic BFR bands on. And that's something that virtually everybody can do. So it's good stuff, and it helps both the cardiovascular fitness as well as the individual muscle fitness of that person.
So what is the there seems to be an increase in hemoglobin. First of all, I have to believe it's transient, but is that because of the muscle congestion causing greater demands on oxygen, so the body upregulates hemoglobin production?
Well, if you're talking about an increase in hemoglobin concentration from before a session to after a session, that's almost certainly due to plasma volume shifts. And that relates to the muscle pump that you talk about. Mm. So you're putting more fluid into the muscle, and that fluid comes out of the blood, and therefore the hemoglobin and the red cells that stay behind become a higher concentration.
Oh, okay. So that's just situational. That's just in that muscle, really.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't affect the whole body. What about BFR and post-training genetic changes? We see that there's an increase in angiogenic gene expression, which is going to increase blood vessel creation in the muscles as well, right?
Yeah, you know, there is a very important paper that came out in about 2014. The first author is a man named Larkin. And what they did is they measured mRNA, or the thing that codes to increase protein synthesis. And they measured it for things like VEGF, HIF-1 alpha, and various nitric oxide synthase enzymes.
They didn't measure fibroblast growth factor for new nerve sprouting?
No, this particular
I bet it went up. If nitric oxide's going up, fibroblast growth factor has to be going up.
Yeah. It very well may have, but these are the five things that they measured. And they showed that there was dramatic increases with these things by doing an elastic BFR session. And you know, it makes some sense because, again, if you're doing this with the elastic BFR, you're distending the veins and the capillaries on one hand, and then when the muscles contract, you're kind of collapsing all this, moving all the blood out. So you kind of have this stretch and repetitive exercise of the smooth muscle that are in the blood vessels, and that can very well stimulate angiogenesis or increase in angiogenic factors.
We also know that increases wall strength of the blood vessel. So we know that as people age, due to hormonal influences, blood vessels become weaker. Leakage is always an issue. There's even some evidence that leakage can lead to unwanted clotting. We also know that people end up with aneurysms throughout their body. We see this with women and men as they get hormonal changes. They start to develop varicose veins. The thing that changes that, believe it or not, and we know this from weightlifters, their blood vessels are like rubber hoses because of that Valsalva, that momentary pressure, but then it goes away. That momentary pressure, but then it goes away. And that actually causes the body to go, wow, we may blow something someday. We need to upgrade in response to this kind of demand. And the blood vessels get thicker and stronger. I have to imagine that this is mimicking that effect with lighter weight.
Absolutely. And here's one way to think about this. If you have, you know, during this kind of weightlifting, you can develop very high pressures, and everybody says, oh, well, that's bad. That's high blood pressure. Mm-hmm. But it's only because it's during the exercise. Right. And this exercise then sets for the resting blood pressure to be even lower. And this is one of the effects of any kind of exercise is that, and what's wrong with blood pressure is having a constant high pressure. And so there's just wear and tear on the arteries, as opposed to good training where you have periodic stressors that cause the body to adapt and get even better at dealing with these things. So that's certainly true for regular exercise, and is certainly true for elastic BFR exercise like Be Strong.
Here's a real world question. What do you do to clean them if they start stinking after training? Aiden, you're being real. I have the same problem because I'm Italian. I sweat garlic. So it's, you know, what do you do? How can you clean them?
You can put them in the washing machine on a gentle cycle and then we don't recommend that you put them in the dryer on hot heat because that might damage some of the
bladder.
some of the band, yeah. But you can put them on, you can let them air dry out of the sun. Just regular washing is just fine.
I would imagine bring them in a sink, get yourself some detergent, whatever you want to use. Wash them in the sink. You know, when I lived in Vegas, I dated a lot of cocktail waitresses. Every night they would come home from the casinos and they'd wash their pantyhose, and literally all the smoke, nicotine, it was gross, right? But you know, you just wash them by hand like people did things in the old days. You hang them up and let them dry, and the next day they'll be dry for you. I don't even think you need to put them in a washing machine.
Right. Either way.
Yeah.
So there's you know, these bands go in water. You can swim with them. You can. There's no problem getting them wet. There's no problem using soaps on them.
Let's get a couple other questions up here. Comments. So here, Doug Brooks says, you know, I'm a physiologist. I've followed BFR training research, but never too excited because I didn't see how it could scale it to use outside of the medical rehab setting. This B-Strong product is idiot-proof, simple, safe, affordable, comfortable. Now we can use BFR even in unsupervised settings with frail older adults, rehab, athletic settings, fitness, in the water, etc. It's mind-blowing. Yes, it is. It really is. And I got to be honest with you. I ask myself, I mean, people will go out and buy lifting belts and walk around the gym with them all the time the wrong way. And Patrick Rogers was going to laugh at this. I mean, you see guys walking around the gym with their lifting belts on all day long and their training arms. You're like, you don't need your lifting belt on unless you're doing something where your lower back is at risk. But I know it gives a lot of guys a good V-taper by sucking in their stomach. But guys will go out and spend, you know, $40 on a lifting belt with their name on the back of it, $100. And you're missing out on an opportunity to make an investment in a piece of gear that will last you forever. First of all, these things are durable. It'll last you forever. But it will actually deliver on the promise that you bought it for, which is add muscle. It will blow up your muscle so quickly. Rigo Vargas came on this show and talked about his experience with the B-Strong bands. And he said that they're a lifesaver. For 8 weeks, the gyms have been closed here in Mississippi. I did my first heavy weight workout last week, and I haven't lost any strength because he's been doing body weight work and stuff at home with his bands on.
Right.
And he came on the show and talked about how in such a short time, his upper arms just exploded. His legs just exploded.
Yeah, this is the perfect home exercise because you don't need a lot of extra gear. You don't need all the plates that you have in the gym, and you know, just everyday stuff like chairs or stairs or you know, one of my favorites is you have some gallon milk containers and you save them after you consume the milk, and then you can put various amounts of water in them, and there you go for some good hand weights, and that's all you need.
So Henry is a good friend of mine. He came to the show late. So let's just reiterate this. How long do you recommend training with them? How long should you have them on?
Generally, if you're going about your business, you can get a robust workout in 30 minutes. But, you know, if for those of you who are used to really working out hard and often, it can go for an hour or so.
Henry is a dancer. In fact, he's been on Dancing with the Stars. The guy has got a physique that looks like it's chiseled out of stone, and he's an amazing dancer. He does things with his body that most of us wish we could do. Do you think he can dance with them on?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that actually, Carl, that's a good point. For any kind of exercise that people enjoy doing or they're good at, all they have to do is put the bands on, and it just amplifies the benefit of that particular workout. So
it'll make you stronger in the movements that you're executing in dancing. So think about that, Henry. If you put these on and I know you train all day long, but even if you only wore them for 30 minutes at a time, but I guess you could train all day long as long as you keep moving and you're letting the blood go through. But imagine starting to jump with these on. When you take them off, you'll be able to jump higher. I guarantee it, because I walk with them on. I do farmer's walks with them on. And when I take them off, farmer's walks feel like a breeze. So they will make you stronger in the movements that you need to be strong in.
Let me amplify that just a bit. And Henry, as I'm sure you understand, the way the body improves is you perturb the situation. You do something newer and harder. And just by putting the bands on, the exercises that you've been used to, they end up becoming harder because you've limited the amount of blood flow that these muscles can get. And so you create this metabolic crisis that ends up stimulating a nice response to the exercise.
So right now, if you go to bestrong.training/super-human, you can get the upper arm bands for almost $100 off. They're $199. This is a really great special. We want to make them available to people. We want people to try them. And then if you love them, get it for your legs, you know. But start out with the upper arms, and your arms will blow up in literally days. I receive pictures from people who get them, and a week later they go, look at my biceps, how thick they are. They've never been like that. They work, and this is not hype. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more questions and comments. Stay tuned. Again, I'm going to say it again for the audience that listens to the podcast. Be strong, bestrong.training/super-human. $199. Pick your size. Order them. You won't be disappointed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Imagine if you had a digital twin, one that you could compare your own health and fitness outcomes to, one that showed you whether or not the things you're doing, food you're eating, or drinks you're drinking are actually working for you or against you. Well, now you can. The first ever advanced epigenetic saliva test that compares 20 million different data points of your DNA to help predict what is aging you faster or keeping you younger is being introduced to my audience at a 70% discount from the normal price. Go to seeds.md/epigenetic-test today to learn how to get your own digital twin that will help you take the steps to live longer and stay stronger. Don't wait, because this is a limited time offer not available anywhere else. Once these tests are gone, they're gone. Again, go to seeds.md/epigenetic-test today to learn more. Hey, this is Carl. For 14 years, you've heard me talk about Can-See eye drops, and they being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at now 61 years old. But I regularly get emails and messages from people who've been using Can-See and having some amazing results. Recently, I got an email from a fellow named Chad, who, because he was on dexamethasone eye drops for over 6 months, developed a cataract. Can-See eye drops actually reduced my cataract to the point where even my doctor has a hard time finding it. I will never stop using Can-See eye drops twice a day. I've been using them since 2008, he says. And you should be too. There is no better way to keep your eyes healthy and seeing clearly than Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com today and get on board, and we will both be looking into the future with very clear vision. You've heard about blood flow restriction training since 2006 on SHR, but you're still on the fence. Well, here's the push. BFR is more effective at building muscle than anabolic steroids. That's right, I went there, but it's because it's the truth. My experience with the B-Strong blood flow restriction system is proof to me, and now I'm asking myself why I waited so long. You'll see undeniable changes in the targeted muscles in days and weeks like nothing you've ever tried before. I will never stop using them. Give B-Strong a try. Go to bstrong.training/super-human and use code SHR for 10% off.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
I love beef. And if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best-tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration, at Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA. Get two free 10-ounce New York strips when you purchase $50 or more at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to P-I-E-D-M-O-N-T-E-S-E. SHRTV.com and use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, we have a couple questions here that I want to get up because people are asking. So Jason Waddell said, do you have a coupon code for arms and legs? We did, but it's changed. But I just texted Sean and said, can you please set up the SHR code? So if people go to just the normal website, bestrong.training, and you order the $429 pair, you can save 20% off, which was the old deal as we transitioned to the new deal. So Eric Rogers is saying that would be awesome too. And Ricardo Davis is saying, I want this. He's from Jamaica. Yes, I'm sure we can ship to Jamaica as well. So we're working on it. We're working on it. We'll have answers for you, I promise. And I'll post something on my Facebook wall, or hopefully the work will get done quickly and you can buy the entire set.
Carl, may I add a comment back to what Henry's question was?
Yes, of course, please.
And that is that if you're using Be Strong bands with a specific activity that you're particularly good at, it's really helpful because it induces this fatigue state. And as I'm sure Henry knows, what's really hard to do is to have the correct form and the correct technique under conditions of fatigue. And so it helps people hold their technique together when they're fatigued as well. And so this has application for dancing, for all sorts of technique-oriented sports as well.
I'm sorry, I turned my mic off because I'm typing, and my keyboard makes this noise because it's kind of out of balance. But what Sean said, if you go to bestrong.training and use the code SHR20, you can get the entire kit for 20% off, which was the original deal. So there you go. You asked for it, and I got it for you. So just go to bestrongtraining. Don't do the / super-human. Just go to bestrong.training, use the code SHR20, and you can get the whole kit off. And another thing I just noticed, if you're a personal trainer, they actually have packages for trainers so that you can have three or four people at the gym at the same time and blow them all up and get them working. Because a lot of trainers like to have four or five people getting trained at the same time, and they do it kind of like a boot camp. This is a great opportunity for you to charge more or keep charging the same rates but get your clients better results. And guess who they're going to want to stay with? So that's pretty exciting too. Here's a question from Kurt Hainish. He says, if your legs are at the top of one band size, does it make sense to order up a size or not?
That's a great question, Kurt. Our band sizes overlap. So if you're kind of right in the middle between two band sizes, both will fit you, and probably both will accommodate any kind of hypertrophy or increase in size that you might get. Generally speaking, we recommend to go with the smaller size than the bigger size if you're right on the threshold of being able to use both of them. It's just less material in the way, and people find that a little bit more comfortable, but both would work for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a belt, right? If you're a size 31, you can either buy, you know, a 29 or a 32, because the belts are sold where the middle hole is your target size, so you have room to gain weight and lose weight.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense. All right, let's get back to a couple topics here, and then we'll look and see what other questions we have. I got a good discussion after today's show. Some critical thinking. We're seeing people are complaining about crazy weather right now, and it's true. And guess what? Carbon, CO2, and nitrogen dioxide are lower right now because of COVID-19. I'm saying, well, maybe we need this stuff to keep the temperatures in check. So I'm going to ask that question later, a little tongue in cheek, but really. So I'm trying to find this here. Abnormal exercise pressure reflex?
Some people, and particularly if you're using these rigid blood flow restriction prop things, basically when you put them on and they squeeze the muscle, that it's almost painful, or it can be painful, and that causes blood pressure and heart rate to go up just because you kind of crushed somebody's thigh or upper arm. And it's in a way, it's a pain reflex. That is avoided by using our elastic B-strong bands.
And we're specifically talking about B-strong bands. So I'm getting some messages from people saying that they don't hear me saying B-strong often enough. But we're talking specifically about the B-strong bands here, which have been developed by Dr. Stray Gunderson. And he's got 30 years of experience working with high-level athletes. So his credibility is on the line. He's not going to promote a product that is unsafe or doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And B-Strong BFR system is great for the gym, but it's also a great tool for at home. For those of us who are locked in, you heard what Rigo Vargas said. You know, he's using his BFR bands at home, and he's getting – you know, I don't know why I didn't think of this, but – I got to put them on every morning. I've just been so disheartened that I can't go into the gym and move weight. I got to tell you, it's really taken a toll on me mentally and physically, but I'm going to change up. So Rigo has a question. We're going to get it up here real quick. He says, the leg bands can disrupt my ability to isolate a muscle group. For instance, whilst I wear the leg bands, my quads get destroyed, but I have trouble hitting my hams and glutes. What does Dr. Stray Gunderson think of that?
Well, I would think that any a given exercise, you know, I can certainly destroy my hamstrings with hamstring curls.
Yes, I wear them when I do hamstring curls. That's when I.
And
when I
so, I think it's just a question of which particular exercise you're using, but the same principle works for all the exercises. As a matter of fact. We talked a little bit about bench press, where you're actually getting the pecs going as well as the triceps. And you also see that, for example, with lunges, you'll start feeling some fatigue in your glutes, even though they're well above the leg band. So this kind of fatigue happens everywhere.
I would imagine that if you're doing a movement that is predominantly activating the quads, they are going to feel the greatest pump. So if you're right. squatting, you're going to feel it more in your quads. But if you're doing, right. I would imagine if you're doing Romanian deadlifts or even reverse hypers, mm-hmm. I think you're going to feel the pump in your quads, in your hamstrings and your glutes more. Hip thrusts too. I would imagine if you're doing hip thrusts, right. you're going to feel that in your glutes. Right. So if you, I would imagine it has a lot more to do with using movements that target the hamstrings to a greater degree. Let's make sure we didn't. Let's talk real quick about cuff pressure since we kind of talked about this, but a lot of the research shows it's prescribed 40 to 90% of an individual's arterial occlusion pressure. How do you establish that?
Yeah. So with our bands, since you can't occlude the arteries, you can't go to 40, 90 or 90% of it. And so we have a different way of going about getting to the right pressure. The first time you try Be Strong, we have a series of arbitrary pressures that we've worked out that work for most people for the particular size band that you're using. Our number one bands, we use 150. For the number two bands, 200, 250, and 300, and so on. But that's just the first time, because the thing that really matters is whether or not you're getting a good fatigue signal from the workout. And you can't know that ahead of time on the first workout, but after you do something, you pick an arbitrary pressure and you find that you do get fatigue, then you know that that's a good pressure for you and that's where you can go back. So we have a different way of going about finding an effective pressure and effective workouts. So the idea here is that you just try something for the first time, And if you get a good fatigue signal, you know you're doing it right.
Sean Whelan is putting up the link. But the truth is, I think you can you also go to just bestrong.training, select the appropriate package, which is the full body package, which is $429, and use the code SHR20? Or do you have to use that specific URL, Sean, if you can?
No, I think the idea is you just go to the bestrong.training and then you go to the shop.
Right,
and
shop.
And then
right.
You'll be able to find the place to put the discount code in.
Hey, Sean, what about a 20% discount on the training packages for any personal trainers out there that want to spend, you know, quite a bit more money, but still they could probably increase the money that they charge clients to let them use the B-Strong bands. What about that?
It'll be fine.
Yeah. So let's make that, if you can, Sean, make that 20% SHR20 site-wide, except for the arms only, because you get a better deal if you use the SHR code and the URL that I just had scrolling on the screen right now, which is bstrong.training/super-human. And that'll bring you to a page where exclusively the upper arm system is reduced from $288 to $199. Yeah, look at this. There you go. You ask and you receive. Yes, the SHR 20 across the board. So if you want to buy the personal trainer kit, you can. But again, if you just want the upper arms, it's a better deal to use the URL bstrong.training/super-human, and you'll save almost $100 off the upper arm. So check that out. Let me make sure we don't have any other questions we have to get to. I think we, yeah, Doug Brooks says, talking to Rigo, he says, try glute bridges while you've got the bands on. Yes, I would imagine that would definitely activate the hams and the glutes. Did we miss anything, Jim? You think we missed anything?
No, I think we covered most of it. I think the most important points to get across is that the B-Strong system is safe and effective. It's affordable, can be used by anywhere, by anyone, at any time, anywhere, with any activity. Goes in the water, out of the water, indoors, outdoors, hot and cold.
And we even discussed how to clean them today. So there you go. I mean, this is pretty much everything.
What we did is basically Sean and I, we were exposed to some of the older systems and said, that's great, but they're not really in as good as they should be for exercise at home or exercise by yourself. And so that's what we've tried to create.
Yeah, you don't need the guidance of a professional to show you how to put them on and all that sort of stuff. Aiden Ray has a question mark. What did I miss, Aiden? Did I miss your question? Let me see. I think we mentioned it about cleaning. I don't think I missed your question, brother. Oh, wait. Any data for or against using super slow? This is good. Weightlifting routine. The Arthur Jones, Mike Mentzner thing, and wearing B-Strong bands. Thanks for pointing that out, Aiden. That's a really good question.
Yeah, you know, this has not really been systematically evaluated with BFR devices. But my initial impression, or the thing I'll throw out there, is that, B-Strong will amplify any particular kind of workout. So if you're expecting to get a nice pump and a nice hypertrophy from super slow weightlifting routines, try it with the bands on, and I think you'll be happy that it'll be even more.
I'll bet you have to lighten up too. I'll bet you, because your muscles are going to get fatigued so much faster. Faster. I love these bands. I have them. I believe in them. I know the science is sound. We talked about the science almost a decade ago on this show. And these are the best out there. There are a lot of people trying to get people to take advantage of blood flow restriction, and they're just selling them cheap elastic bands that are dangerous. They're dangerous. And on top of that, you're not going to keep using them because you're going to end up injured. This is the way to go if you're going to do it, because you can't hurt yourself with these bands. You can only get stronger and bigger. So check them out. Again, bstrong.training. You can go there if you want to buy the entire kit or even the personal training kit using the code SHR20, or go to bestrong.training/super-human if you want to take advantage of this ridiculous offer. Normally $288. Now, to my audience only, this is not available anywhere else, for $199, and grow the guns that you've always wanted. Thanks for being here today, brother.
Thank you.
Okay. And we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about something that I'm noticing. And that is, are you getting crazy weather where you are? Is it like it's been freezing one night, raining for 6 days and six nights? I'm going to ask the question. Since COVID-19, consumption of fossil fuels are down. And we already see some dramatic changes, like ozone hole over Antarctica has completely closed up. And people are talking about the fact that even the CO2 emissions from China have dropped by over 25%. Why aren't we seeing the weather get better? Why are we seeing crazy weather? Could it be possible that we need the CO2? Stay tuned.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today. Hey, this is Carl. For 14 years, you've heard me talk about Can-See eye drops, and they being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at now 61 years old. But I regularly get emails and messages from people who've been using Can-See and having some amazing results. Recently, I got an email from a fellow named Chad, who, because he was on dexamethasone eye drops for over 6 months, developed a cataract. Can-See eye drops actually reduced my cataract to the point where even my doctor has a hard time finding it. I will never stop using Can-See eye drops twice a day. I've been using them since 2008, he says. And you should be too. There is no better way to keep your eyes healthy and seeing clearly than Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com today and get on board, and we will both be looking into the future with very clear vision. Are you a fan of the low-carb lifestyle? Having trouble getting fat adapted on your keto diet? Feel like your digestion has stalled? Now there's CAPEX. CAPEX increases fat loss and energy on any low-carb, no-carb diet, all while improving digestion. CAPEX boosts AMPK in muscles by 52% and fat cells by 300%. CAPEX increases ATP in your liver by 22%, a key part of energy production, all while revving up the fat-burning hormone adiponectin by a whopping 248%. Nothing works like CAPEX, and now you can get CAPEX for up to 42% off by going to kenergize.com/SHR and choosing one of the purchase options and using the code SHR. That's kenergize.com/SHR and code SHR. Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Now, I'm going to make this short and sweet because it doesn't have to be belabored. So anybody thinking to themselves, man, the weather's been crazy lately. Like, it's been raining nonstop here in Kentucky. And Not only that, but so this week we have two nights that there's a freeze warning. We had freeze warnings a week and a half ago. Cold air is coming down from north on us. Friends of mine who live in New York are complaining. My buddy Joey, it's like it's snowing again there. Normally it's already warmed up. The trees aren't blooming like they used to, well, like they did last year. And people are saying, man, this weather's crazy. This weather is crazy. Now, keep in mind that global warming, extreme weather, whatever you want to call it, climate change is being blamed on CO2. And CO2 is coming from fossil fuels. Now, recently, the largest ozone hole over the North Pole closed up. And some people are saying it has to do with the fact that COVID-19 and nobody's driving their cars. When you look at videos of streets, there's no cars. You look at highways. Just the other night they had on the news that police are concerned because since there's literally zero traffic on highways in major cities, people are doing 90 and 100 miles an hour. They think it's the Autobahn. So there's no cars. The rate of car usage has dropped dramatically, as well as mass transit, because people aren't traveling at all. They're afraid to travel. Airlines are down, right? Airlines aren't flying. They've canceled tons and tons of flights because nobody's on the planes. So this phenomenon with the ozone, they're saying it may be due to COVID-19 and the shutdown. It may not. But one thing is undeniable. No one's talking about this in the media, but we're seeing an unprecedented lack of pollution in major cities where pollution has been a problem. Los Angeles was just recently ranked one of the best in pollution in the nation when they used to be the worst in pollution. Just that fast, just from a couple months of people not driving. And on top of that, we know that China's production of CO2 emissions has dropped by 25% to 30%. Now, again, people from NASA who study the weather, they're saying they've never seen anything like this before. Okay, and so you can't deny it. You can't, like, this isn't like, oh yeah, maybe. No, we really are seeing changes in pollution, changes in CO2 levels. At the same time, we're seeing the craziest weather in the world. I'm going to read this. This is from NASA. Last month in the Northeast, NASA observed a 30% drop in air pollution, nitrogen dioxide, compared to the same month a previous year ago. 30%. That's huge. That's a big, big deal, right? Because don't forget, like, the Green New Deal is only supposed to reduce carbon emissions by like a few percent. This is a complete 30% drop. But yet, are we seeing anything that says, oh, look how great the weather would be if we weren't making all this CO2? If anything, we're seeing crazy weather. Now, some of you may say the weather isn't any crazier than last year. Or some of you are saying the weather's been really crazy this year compared to last year. I don't care which camp you're on. The bottom line is CO2 is down by 30%. We're not seeing anything. We're either seeing crazy weather anyway or no changes in weather anyway. I don't care which side of the camp you're on. You could be on the side of the camp that says, oh, well, CO2 isn't doing anything to the weather. Well, that may be true because we're not seeing any changes in the weather from last year. I'm going to put two maps up in a minute. Or you could be one of these people who says, yeah, CO2 is the reason for this crazy weather and it's down by 30%. We're still seeing crazy weather. So I'm not saying that the lack of CO2 is contributing to the crazy weather or not contributing to the crazy weather. What I'm saying is, observationally, if you're a critical thinker, aren't you going, gee, this is weird. Like, either we're supposed to see something or we're not supposed to see something, but 30% drop in CO2, like that's like five times more or 10 times more what the Green New Deal was supposed to do over the course of decades. We just did it over the course of 2 months. Previous carbon brief analysis showed that the crisis temporarily cut CO2 emissions in China by 25%. Remember, they're the biggest assaulter when it comes to global warming and the link to CO2. With emissions still below normal more than 2 months after the country entered lockdown. So it's been 2 months that it's been like this. 2 months. So I'm asking people, what do you think this means? Does it mean that there is no linkage between CO2 and climate change? Because it kind of looks that way to me. It really does. I'm going to show you. With dozens more countries enforcing lockdown in response to the pandemic, a wide range of indicators show how transport use, electricity demand, and industrial activities have been cut. Yet, there have been few attempts to quantify the consequences. Why is that? Why aren't the people who study this? Why isn't Al Gore financing research to see what the implications of this? We're never going to see this again. We're never going to see this again. We're in 2 to 3 months, we're seeing 25, 30% of CO2 emissions just disappear. I mean, you can enact the Green New Deal. We're not going to see this. It doesn't even ask for these dramatic changes in CO2 levels. We're never going to see this again. Why aren't people studying this right now? So that's my first question. Maybe it's not in their best interest to point out that there's really no changes going on with this dramatic change. Or maybe, I don't know, but it's a valid question. So look at these two maps. I'm going to put them up here. And I'm going to show, and that's off. And let me just get these up here so everybody can see them. I got to get rid of that image. I'm doing this on people who are listening and going, what the hell is he talking about? So the map on the top is 2019. The map on the bottom is 2020 for April. If you look at these maps, there's really not a lot different between last year at this time and this year. In the month of April. So let's go ahead and look at this one first, 2020. I mean, you see droughts, you see tornadoes in crazy amounts, you see changes in climate, high temperatures, low temperatures. When you go to the 2019 map, it's pretty much the same darn thing. I mean, droughts in Hawaii, weather changes where some places saw the most snow, some places saw tornado activity, still pretty much the same, almost the same numbers down south if you look at that and you look at the other one side by side. So yeah, 140 versus 240, it's actually better now. So tornadoes are better now. So that must be because of CO2, right? Nah, it's not. All I'm asking is, why isn't anybody talking about this? Why isn't anybody talking about there really aren't any changes to the climate, given the fact that we have had a 30% drop in CO2 emissions over the course of 2 to 3 months? And I am not saying that it is predictive or it's not predictive of the climate, this drop. But why isn't anyone talking about this? Why isn't anyone studying this? Why aren't there any meteorologists going, wow, we have an opportunity to really get some valuable data right now because we're never going to see a drop 30% carbon emissions on this planet again. I mean, hell, the ozone hole closed up, right? Pollution is the lowest it's ever been in Los Angeles and places like that. And if we don't see dramatic changes in the weather, then why are we talking about CO2 and climate change? Why? We could get answers to this if people really cared. So this is Critical Thinking 101. If you're paying attention, you have to ask these questions. And if you ask these questions, we have to have valid people in the space of studying the weather come out and answer them for us. That's all I'm saying. That's it. But who am I? I'm just an idiot who wants to build muscle. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for being here. Don't forget, check out bestrong.training. And use the code SHR20 for 20% off everything site-wide. However, if you just want the armbands, go to bestrong.training/super-human. And you can get the armbands for almost $100 off and build the guns that you've always dreamed of having. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. And thank you for listening. Don't forget, share the show. Please share the show. Share the show. Help us build the audience. Reach more people. Save more lives. Okay, see you tomorrow.